Okay, good morning, everyone. Enjoy some coffee. Good morning, everyone. Enjoy some coffee and donuts. We resume our 10 minutes of Sha'ar on the Tefillah. Rav Pinkus is inspiring us not only during our davening, but to live with emunah, to feel the presence of the Almighty in our lives throughout the day. We dedicate our learning this morning to the good health and speedy recovery of Kobi Yechiel ben Chana Sara. Page Kuf Samach Tes, 169. Regarding what we've been discussing the last several times about focusing our attention, the capacity when we're davening to shut out all distraction. Now we all know that from the perspective of put your phone away, don't talk to the person sitting next to you, don't bring in extracurricular reading material, that when you're in shul, when you're there for a purpose, you're there for a purpose. You're in a relationship. Davening is about a relationship. Davening is about a conversation. Imagine you finally set time to go out with your wife for dinner, to go meet somebody for lunch, and you take out a stack of papers, start reading. They say, what are you doing? You know what? I got bored when you talk, so I brought some papers to read because I brought a book because it's really hard for me to get through our conversations because it's really boring. So I brought Rabbi Liebtag's Tanakh study sheets. I printed out the Israel news. I printed out all the later, the Business Center, Meta Business Ethics newsletter. So when we sit down with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and we have a stack of reading and we bring in a book and we take out our phone and we talk to the person next to us, is there anything more disrespectful in a relationship? Sorry. Is there anything more disrespectful in a relationship than doing that? And we forget that we're in a relationship with the Almighty. Last week's parasha, we read the story of the Sota, the story of the wayward woman, the woman who has infidelity, who is disloyal to her husband. And Chazal say about this woman, Ishish ki sista ishto, a man whose wife is sista, she goes astray. Chazal, learn from your ein adam over avera elam ke nichnas bo ruach shtos. A person only violates an indiscretion if they've had a temporary moment of insanity. If you're of sound mind, if you're in your right mind, if you understand God, the consequences of disobeying Him, if you understand His kindness, His presence in your life, you could never, ever violate that relationship. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal asks in his sichas, why did the rabbis learn this specifically here? Why not learn it from Shabbos? Why not learn it from Kashrus? Why not learn it elsewhere? That in adam over aver elam nichnas baruch shtos. Learn that from elsewhere. And the Rebbe says a fundamental, really I found really transforming principle. He says, why do we learn a dafka from here, the severe indiscretion of the woman who's unfaithful? For that matter, anyone who's unfaithful? Said the Rebbe, because implicit within any avera, every time we violate the will of the Almighty, speak Lashon Hara, we're dishonest in business, we ate something without making a bracha, we don't daven bekavana, we're cruel to other people, we are not careful with shatnez, whatever the case may be, implicit in every indiscretion is an act of unfaithfulness. We derive it from the sota because we're supposed to see ourselves as being married to the Almighty. We just stood under a chuppah with Him on Shavuos. He held the mountain over our head. It was our wedding canopy. We entered a covenant. We offered vows. We made a pledge to be in a relationship. A relationship demands time. Do we set aside time to talk to God? Not just to talk to Him from the sitter. Here we are in shul. I'm talking to those who set aside time. Talk about preaching to the choir. You are the ones who set aside time. But I mean, do we set aside time outside of shul? When we're driving, when we're walking, when we're at work, when we're at the gym. To talk to Hashem about what we need, what we're happy with, to express gratitude for the good things, to really talk to Him as if we know He's there. A relationship needs nurturing, it needs nourishment, it needs time, it needs communication. So, said the Rebbe Zatzal, the reason we derive this principle, which is true for any Avera, that the only way you can violate it is if you are nichnas bo ruach shtus. It's a temporary lapse of sanity. It's a plea of insanity. You have to be insane. Just like all those who have infidelity and unfaithfulness. Whatever pleasure, whatever joy, whatever satisfaction they derive from that moment is not worth what they throw out in the process. Ask all the celebrities and politicians and athletes who lost their careers, their reputation, their marriage. Was that moment of pleasure worth what they lost? Well, if we see ourselves in a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, that moment of the pleasure of the indiscretion is not worth what we lose from the relationship in the process. So says the Rapinkis, when we come to Shul and Daven, if you have a stack of papers to read, you're texting on your phone, you're talking to the person next to you, it's like going out to dinner with your wife, or with your good friend you haven't seen, or with whomever you're trying to be in a relationship with, and you got a stack of papers to read. Or you're talking to the person at the table next to you instead of talking to the person sitting opposite you. Or you're on your phone while the other person is telling you or listening, waiting to hear you confide in them. If we're in a relationship, if we see ourselves within a relationship, then we want to contribute to it. Says Rav Pinkus, when you're in shul, and you're in your makum kavua, and you're sitting at a comfortable table, and the whole atmosphere is hopefully conducive to davening, even then davening is nearly impossible. It's so hard to focus, it's so hard to stay focused, it's so hard to connect. But all the more so, when we daven on the road, when you have to find a corner of the airport, when you have to shut the door of your office, when you have to find a hallway, when you have to pull over on the side of the road, literally, it's almost impossible in that moment to feel connected. That is the true test of tefillah. Can you daven bekavana in shul? The assumption is you can. Not such an assumption. Not so easy. But the assumption is you can. But to be able to connect to Hashem when there's a million distractions, that is the real nisayon. It's the measure of a person. Can you feel connected even in those moments? V'lashon Chazal, I remember as a kid going to a Yankee game, taking my brother to a Yankee game, and we had to daven mincha. We realized, so we went out and under in the old Heilige Yankee Stadium, so under one of the ramps going up to the next level, found a spot to be able to daven mincha. So we're davening mincha, and I realized halfway through mincha, because I wasn't paying attention to anything, a gazillion people walking back and forth, and the vendors yelling out, "Be here," and all the New Yorkers with their very loud, boisterous personalities. So I was just like, get through this alive. So I realized early on in my Amida, just don't shuckle, just stand still. It was before you couldn't fake you were on my cell phone conversation. Right? It's much easier today than it was. You had to find a phone booth, but the two of us couldn't fit in a phone booth together. So I just stand still and just look nonchalant and get through the Shemon Esrei. I had no kavana, worst amida of my life. My brother, who's a tzaddik, he might as well have been a ni'ila on Yom Kippur in shul. There was no distress. So he was shuckling away into davening. And when I finished davening, a crowd had gathered that was watching him. A crowd had gathered that was observing him. I think, you know, hopefully in a Kiddush Hashem kind of way, or it could have just been a New York voyeuristic kind of way. Nobody was throwing coins anywhere towards us, so whatever, we didn't at least benefit that way. But the point is, to daven in that atmosphere, it's nearly impossible. That's the nisayon, that's the test of greatness. Can you shut out the world and say, I don't care I'm in an airport, I don't care I'm in Yankee Stadium, I don't care I'm in my office, I don't care where I am. By the way, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, they don't care. They'll put down a prayer mat, drop what they're doing, and we should learn from them. They're confident that what they're doing is just, it's right, it's legitimate, and they can be a positive influence on others, and we should have that same attitude. We have nothing to be apologetic or defensive about. So, V'loshen Chazal, our rabbis say in Shir HaShirim Rabba, the Medrash, Ha'elof l'cha Shlomo, umasayim l'tarim es periyov. Ha'lomei Torah b'mekomo, notel schar masayim. Shelo b'mekomo, Elef. If you learn in your place, you sit with your chavrusa in your usual seat in the Beis Medrash, where there's a kol Torah, you're surrounded by Sfarim, your Rebbe is there smiling on you, so you get a reward of 200. Whatever the unit is, 200 of whatever. But shalobim komo, You're on the road, summer vacation. You're on a business trip. You find a way to FaceTime with your chavrusa and get the learning in. You find a way, you're exhausted. You got back to the hotel room after all the meetings all day long. After the family vacation at Disney where you're a shmata. You feel you're exhausted. You find a way then to learn. Five times the reward. Upshita misvara shalav davka bali matora hukain. Ela b'chol avoda umitzvah shemekayim va'osa shalobim komo. While the chazal, while the medrash is observing this, when it comes to learning, says Rav Pinkus, it's true for all mitzvos. When you're in your routine, doing a mitzvah is wonderful. It's fantastic. But to be able to keep up a schedule of virtue, of mitzvahs and of learning, when you're out of your routine, that is the test of how sincere we are. That's the test of how true it is. It's the real test of us, and it's the real lesson for our children. When they see us out of our routine, but maintaining our spiritual routine. My Kriya Shema Lamita is the same, my Birchos HaShachar is the same, my benching, not only is it the same, it's better, because I have more time, I'm on vacation with the family, and so on, and so forth. So the real test is, how do we cherish the relationship not within the routine? How do we cherish, nourish, to contribute to the relationship with Hashem when we're out of our routine? That's the real test, and that's what Rav Pinkus is going to continue with here. How do we do so? Baderech. When you're on the road, when you're out of your routine, how do we find the resolve in order to maintain what we know we should be doing? Our learning should be the Fuah Shleima, Kobi Yechiel Ben Chana Sara. Have a fantastic, and if you're in South Florida, dry day.